Hello, this is Sadia Sanders of Urban Spinster, where we are creating our own agenda, dispelling societal myths, and redefining the word spinster. So today I actually have a guest, Ms. Yvonne Amos, and she is a holistic doula. She actually curates blends for yoni steaming. And the way I found Ms. Yvonne is someone referred me because I have fibroids. And if you followed me on Facebook at XO Urban Spinster, you'll see I have a video that I recorded late last year talking about my fibroid issues and all the things that I've done to try to deal with the symptoms of fibroids. So earlier this year, 2017, I had what is called a uterine fibroid embolization procedure. So when I spoke to Ms. Yvonne, I said, well, you know, what can I do to aid in? I still had the cramping, no more clotting, but, you know, what can I do to really combat the symptoms of the fibroids that I have? Now, that procedure, all it does is shrink them down because it's cutting off the blood supply to the fibroids, but that takes a little time. So it's not as if you're popping a balloon and then you wake up and your fibroids are gone. So I am going to let Ms. Yvonne let us know how yoni steaming came about. What are the origins of it, Ms. Yvonne?
Hi, first off. Yoni steaming, the origins of it is what I found in my research. It is rooted in ancient civilizations all across the globe, and it was used for reproductive issues that the women in the communities would have. And after they would give birth, they would use yoni steaming as a way of putting the body back in balance. As far as when I say in balance, it's like hormonal balance, so that they can go on and even, you know, have more children or whatever they had to do just to be back in that balance place. And as far as the reproductive system goes.
Okay, and what is a doula?
A doula is a, it's different from a midwife. It's a, we basically assist the mother and whatever her needs are during the labor and birth process, and even into postpartum. So you'll have your doctor or your midwife there that'll actually catch the baby, and the doula is there just to support the mom with massage if she needs, ice chips. However her birth experience looks for her, the doula advocates for that so that she gets the things that she needs, music, aromatherapy, just whatever that the mother requires during her birthing process.
Okay, and you are certified in this. So how does one go about being certified as a holistic doula?
Here, there are a lot of national organizations. The one most known to many is DONA. That's one of the biggest organizations here in North America. However, I took a more organic approach. There's actually a midwife here in Georgia, and she's a practicing midwife, and she offers the certifications through her program, and it's a more hands-on approach because she even will provide you with clients, up to six clients, in the areas that you want to practice in, because there's different types of doulas. You know, we say birth, labor, and postpartum, but you have doulas who help teen moms, who help older women. I think she gave us a list of over 40 different types of doulas, but that's how you would get certified. You just find a program in your area, or you can go through DONA and take the courses and read the books and write the essays, and there you have it. After you've completed six births, you're considered a certified doula.
Wow, six. Okay. So I want to keep
hands-on experience.
Oh yeah, that's important. So I want to keep this interview going. I don't want us to get cut off. So I'm going to stop here and then record a part two. So stay tuned. Okay, we are back with Ms. Yvonne Amos, who is a certified holistic doula and a yoni steam blend curator. And if you listened to the previous episode, you know that I was referred to Ms. Siobhan due to my issue with fibroids and endometriosis. So we are back speaking with her again because I wanted to get some more information. That 5 minutes just was not enough. So I want to ask you, how is it that people come to you? You did mention that with people who have childbirth issues and things like that. Can you reiterate what services you provide and how people are soliciting you?
Okay. Of course, we talked about the yoni blends. Most of my clients through my yoni blends come from word of mouth because I still don't really have a huge marketing campaign or anything like that, because I feel like people will be drawn to you that you need to work with. And not to say that I don't want to help everybody, but you have to know when and where to go to get what you need. And I feel like when people are referred to me, I'm divinely, I must be what they need in their lives. So I do have social media outlets where I do promote yoni steaming, and I do put my services out there. But again, I still find that it's the people through word of mouth who contact me. So I guess that's why I really don't promote a whole lot. And the doula work is the same thing. It's through the community, and I offer it a lot of times at no charge to the women in the community. Just again, just so that they have that support system that they need in their time of need. But I can, should I give my social media platform?
Oh, yes, definitely.
People can get the information.
Definitely.
On Instagram, I am at rooted, R-O-T-T-D, like David, _, N, _, love, L-O-V-E. And on Facebook, I'm at Rooted in Love Womb Wellness. It's spelled the same way, RootedInLove. So, and that's where you can find me. My email is the same. If you wanted to email any questions, it's rootedinlove@gmail.com. And I'm always open to answer questions and discuss, because, you know, my sole purpose here is to help as many women as I can so we can get back to that sisterhood.
And in regard to the blends that you curate for the yoni steaming, how do you determine which blends would work for that particular issue?
Just listening to what the women who come to me say. If they say, like you told me, you had the issues with fibroids, then I immediately, because to me, some things just take precedence. Fibroids is like, yes, let's work to shrink those down. Because once you shrink those down, you can move on and do other things, because I know fibroids sometimes can be debilitating and just stop. Mm-hmm. Sometimes life, keep you from functioning because of the pain and the bleeding,
right.
The bleeding. But it's generally based off of what my clients, they tell me. It's just that simple. Whatever you ask for, I don't pry, because I know sometimes talking about womb things can be very sensitive. So I just let the women just speak freely and tell me what they want me to know.
And you mentioned PCOS. Did I say that correctly?
Yes.
What is that exactly?
Polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Okay. So you have a blend.
I don't want to get technical with it. your ovaries are, I believe it's underproducing the hormones that's needed. So it causes the cycles to be absent, maybe causing too much testosterone, and you'll have facial hair. It's serious. It's serious because it can prevent women from being fertile as well.
Okay, so we have what yoni stem blends you curate for what issues are being healed with the yoni steaming. Is it hard to do on your own?
Absolutely. Absolutely not. No, it's not. It's as easy as making a glass of tea. When you steep the herbs, it's the same way as if you have loose tea, and you just pour it into the water and let it steep, and then you take it. If you want to transfer the herbs and water into another bowl, you could do that, or you could just take the pot itself and, you know, situate it in such a way where you can sit over it. It's very easy. The hardest part is making sure the water is the right temperature so that you don't burn yourself, because the lining of the vagina in that area is highly sensitive. So I think that will be the hardest part, is determining the right temperature. But creating the steam for yourself is very simple.
And what people are using are a sitz bath to put on the toilet, correct? And then once they steep the herbs and have the right temperature so it's not too hot, you're basically just sitting over it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And once you sit on it, you know, wrap yourself up to help insulate the steam so that it stays, you can capture as much of it as possible and try to stay warm as possible afterwards. Maybe even, you know, lay down for a little while. I know some women, it'll zap a whole lot of their energy, so they'll rest for the remainder of the day, or even steam in the evening so that they can go to bed straight away.
Oh, okay. So what have people come back to you and said in regard to their results after steaming?
I've had a client who had experienced pain for several years. She reported back to me that she was pain-free. I've had one client recently. She was not intending to become a mother, but she, from steaming, she just wanted it just for stress relief.
Mm-hmm.
And she is now several weeks pregnant with twins.
Wow.
The husband's eyes. Yeah. And her oldest child is 16, so she was surprised, and she blamed it on me, and I was happy to take the blame for that. But that, and then I've had other clients just report back just the cramping and the duration of their cycle is, after a couple of months, is no longer there. They're not having any cramping. Their cycles might be down to about 4 days, and it's lighter. So it's definitely something you have to do consistently to see the results.
And that was going to be my next question. How often should you steam to get those results?
To get relief completely, I would say it would have to just become part of your routine, because I've been steaming personally myself now for over a year and a half, and my cycle symptoms sometimes are just not there.
Mm.
You know, and you go to the restroom and say, wow, it's that time already. So I think it is it's a more of what you want from it, but I would say it should become part of your monthly routine, even if it's like, let me just steam after my cycle goes off to, you know, to refresh and to make you feel, you know, I don't want to say clean, because you are clean because you just had the cycle, but it gives a more fresh feeling after, if you steam after your cycle, and it feels like everything has been washed away, if that makes sense.
It does make sense.
And then in the case of fertility, when you're trying to get pregnant, it will be a couple of days consistently, maybe 2 to 3 days right after your cycle, and then after that, I would wait to see if your cycle comes, because you don't want to steam while you're pregnant.
Okay.
Or, you know, could be potentially.
Well, thank you so much. This was some great information. And again, you can reach Miss Yvonne Amos at Rooted in Love. She gave her information. I will also post her information on my social media at XO Urban Spinster on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you so much, Miss Yvonne.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.